The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Belief, faith, and trust. The elements of belief, faith, and trust are a spiritual trifecta of sorts when it comes to our everyday life in Christ. Each of these are an important part of our relationship with God. And when all three are active, it is a win-win-win. I've heard these three words used in a modern-day example with a jet plane providing transportation. Well, first, you have a belief that it was designed by professionals and statistically a pretty safe way to travel. Well, at that point, you are just standing at the terminal. It is not enough to just believe that it will do what you want it to do. Belief will not get you to your destination. Well, that's when faith becomes a factor. By faith, you move toward the door to the plane. Your faith might even get you into the plane. But even at that point, you can still turn around and walk back. It is not until you demonstrate your trust by sitting down in the plane and buckling your seatbelt that you can expect to actually begin your flight. Please listen carefully now as we look at scripture references to belief, faith, and trust. Belief is to have confidence in, persuaded, the opposite of unbelief. In 2 Chronicles 20, early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." Acts 16:31, and they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Mark 1:15, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." John 20:31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." Faith. Faith is to recognize as true, having expectation, reliance upon. Hebrews 11 is commonly referred to as the faith chapter. So let's look, beginning with the first verse. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Hebrews 11:6, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith." Hebrews 11:27-29. "It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned." Hebrews 11:33, "By faith these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from the dead. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Hebrews 11:39, all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. Trust. Trust is to wait patiently, ready to confidently act upon your belief with faith. Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Psalm 37, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Friends, here's a clear example of exercising your faith to the point of trust from the words of Christ in Matthew 6. Matthew 6, beginning with verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.